This is your host, Viviana Dragani. Happy New Year, happy 2024, and welcome back to Italieco, the only bilingual Italian-American show in New England, WNTN Radio Boston. So today, I'm very excited to host Errati KFL, defies the conventional rapper archetype, hailing from Toledo, Ohio, merging a distinctive blend of nonchalant charisma, playful charm, and a relaxed yet inviting demeanor. Errati KFL has established his unique presence in the music industry through his genre-blurring sound and contagious melodies. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing? Thank you for
Yeah,
having
very well. Thank you for joining us. So first and foremost, your musical journey commenced at a tender age, right? What first got you into the music field?
What first got me actually into music was really just boredom. I remember just being in my grandparents' basement a lot because I think my mom was in school at the time, so me and my brother were always at my grandparents' house, but there was nothing to do. So I remember just listening to like Kanye West and like Eminem, and I just was like, I would love to be able to make music that makes you feel something. And I just started freestyling for whatever reason. I still don't know why, but I decided to start freestyling. So from there, just took into an appreciation for the art and craft and wanting to get better at it, and led me to where I'm at now. Been that way for years. So I say about 14, 15 years.
I see. And were there any particular bands or artists you took inspiration from?
Definitely. I don't listen to many other music nowadays, but when I first started, it was definitely Eminem, Kanye West, Meek Mill, Thousand Foot Crutch. There was a couple other real rock bands. I think Breaking Benjamin. It's like a couple artists that was just like I loved how their music made me feel, because it was or it was just good music, or both. I don't know, but it had a hand in how I made my music, because it made me more comfortable doing what I wanted to do music wise, because everybody has a certain kind of music that they like, and just because mine's not might not be the normal, or it might not be everybody's, it still has a place in the world. That's what all those different artists and bands taught me.
Great. And how would you describe your musical style?
I describe it as fun, playful, just all. I really don't focus too much on how my music comes, well, not comes out, but I never have a complete idea of what I'm gonna do when I make music. So I guess I would say my music is just good. It will be good music, like rap popular, but just good music that you can listen to. Might not be everybody's, a cup of tea, but I feel like that's a good categorization of it, just to keep out of the boxes.
Thank you, Errati KFL. And if you could collaborate with any living artist, who would it be?
Ski Mask is Slum God.
And why?
Definitely. Definitely just because I really like his style, the way that he raps. I really feel like, because I do that rap style too. Well, not his, but I rap too. So I feel like if me and him got into the studio, it would be crazy.
And tell us more about your new projects coming out in 2024.
So far, only thing I have to say about my new projects is I know for sure that I'm gonna drop a mixtape this year. I may drop more than that. I may drop a couple mixtapes, or a mixtape and a single and an EP. But that's all stuff I'm gonna get to settling in when I get to that bridge. But for now, expect a mixtape sometime in the summer, if nothing else before then.
And what are your hopes for the new projects?
My hopes for the new projects is that they do what they're intended to do, which is touch the people who want to hear. I don't ever want to force my music on people and make it annoying or end up like a TikTok song. So I just hope this my music continues to find the right people, the people that actually want to hear it, that ain't this ain't I can I couldn't hear this on the radio. Like, so yeah, those would be my hopes.
And what can you tell us about your plans for the rest of 2024?
My actual plans, music-wise, for this entire year is actually to be performing more and to be doing more shows and get out more, like on a na national basis this year. So, definitely looking to do more shows. Get out.
Absolutely, and best of luck. So today we will be playing your single Medusa. What is the song about?
Basically, the song's about not giving a fuck what people have to say about what you're doing. Like, just make sure that whatever you're doing is for the benefit of yourself, because that's the mind frame I had when going into making this song. Just inspired, motivated to keep doing whatever I was doing, whatever I was going through, making sure that it was not affecting me. So that's what basically the song to me is about. But music can talk to other different people in different ways. So
Thank you so much for joining us today.
no problem, no problem. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me so much.
And now, guys, stay tuned because we're going to play Medusa.